Hello everyone. So today I thought I'll probably talk about automation, and today I'm not really going to show you anything. You can just take a look at my beautiful face, but I'm going to talk about automation and expecting too much from a tool like Jira. Now, I work with a lot of companies and a lot of teams, organizations, and I have been doing this work, Atlassian consultation work, for a long time. I think it has been 15 years, more than 15 years now. And I think Jira is a great tool. And the reason why I moved to Jira or started using Jira or started liking Jira was because it was able to solve my problem. I was able to solve my problems using a tool like Jira. And the features and the capabilities of the tool were perfect for me. Although I always used open source tools. I have tried many other tools that I also evaluated, used for project management, solving my own problems. But Jira was great because it can let you customize the way you want your process to be mapped. You can do that very easily within the tool. Now the thing is that because I work with a lot of teams, I have seen some patterns when it comes to using a tool, and I think in a way we are somehow going back to what it was like early 2000s. I have been working in the industry for 20 years now, a bit more than 20 years, and I think I consider myself fortunate. I have been working from the time when companies, organizations were still using very old legacy-based tools, heavy tools for doing things like simple bug tracking and managing their projects. And of course, you know, when Jira came into picture, Jira was, of course, very quick to become popular. I think in the last 10 years, especially the last 5 years, there has been tremendous growth in number of companies using and adopting Jira. Now, the thing is that Jira is a tool. Jira essentially is an issue tracker. And when you have an issue tracker like Jira, which can be customized, people start expecting a lot from it. Of course, you can automate things in Jira. Of course, you can use an app to solve a specific use case. But I think end of the day, it is all about people. It is all about your company's way of working. If you are, let us say, working in an organization where people don't really want to work, or maybe there is too much politics, or maybe there are too many friction points, then it will never be smooth. It will never be ideal, because a good tool like Jira cannot really solve a problem. I recently made a video on this topic. I think when I was walking in a park, I did talk about it. But what I wanted to talk about today is that when I work with teams, when I work with my clients and organizations where I'm involved, where they ask me to help with their Jira problems, they know that, yes, Jira can be automated. There are capabilities within the tool, but at the same time, they try to automate as much as they can, because they think that if you automate this thing in Jira, then it will solve their problem, or it will basically help them to get over the lazy attitude of people. For example, if let us say you're making a plan, when you make a plan, you can of course use simple Jira software, right? You can have your sprints, you can plan the work, and you can also use due dates. Now, when you're using this particular feature in Jira, which is of course a native feature, I think this is a great way to make a plan, because if you're trying to follow Agile in a way, then Jira is not really going to, I mean, first of all, Jira is, I believe, methodology agnostic. So you can use Jira for Agile based projects where you want to follow sprints and you want to start with a backlog and then you estimate using story points. So there are capabilities in the tool. But at the same time, Jira is not really going to limit you or stop you from doing something which you shouldn't do by Agile book, because it is a bit flexible. But at the same time, if you want to have too much control, or if you want to enforce things in Jira, you can. So there are capabilities in the tool. At the same time, when you make a plan, I was talking about this example. I believe I also made a video recently. So recently there was a question about, let us say we have due dates in Jira with, let us say 5 stories each with their due date. If you're able to finish, let us say, one of the story before their due date, then we should automatically change the due date of other stories. Now, this is of course an automation that potentially can be done both on server, I mean on server definitely, but even on cloud. I'm sure we can do that with the help of a couple of automation tools, or maybe by doing something from outside Jira, or maybe using a script for Jira. I mean, there are possibilities. Now, the thing is that if you're following Agile, if you are saying that, yes, in the next sprint, we want to do and deliver this work, this is a commitment, and you have velocity chart, you have your burn down chart, you are able to monitor what happened, and you, of course, have those ceremonies where after the sprint, you have a sprint retrospective. So you don't really need to automate everything in Jira. I mean, of course you can, but in a way, I think it is a bit lazy attitude towards using a tool. I mean, I'm sure when we say automation, we want to save time, but at the same time, saving time doesn't mean that you start being lazy all the time. I mean, of course, we all want to enjoy our free time, but at the same time, you need to be, you need to basically keep track of what you're doing. I mean, don't expect Jira. I mean, Jira is a tool. Jira is not a project manager. Jira is not a scrum master. Jira is not really going to deliver the work for you. I mean, of course, you have to monitor. So what I wanted to talk about in this video is that try to use Jira as a tool and consider it as a tool only. I mean, don't really expect too much, although it can... And you should try to evaluate areas where you need to automate. I think you should do automation where, so, I mean, again, this is very important. When exactly you should consider doing automations? I think you should do automations when you're doing something repeatedly. For example, if every day you're trying to send a report to someone, right? And you're doing the same thing over and over again for a long time. So automate this, because if things are coming from Jira, then, you should consider, and you should basically look at maybe some apps, or maybe use some native features in Jira, or maybe try to think of automations where you can save time. Because if you're doing something every day and you are spending maybe 1 hour or 2 hours of two people doing the same thing, then of course this is definitely something that you should definitely automate. Also, at the same time, if you have to do something in bulk, and if you're doing something in bulk, you might have to do it regularly, then of course try to automate things. For example, just to give you a very simple example, in Jira, I'm sure you all know about the resolution field, which needs to be updated whenever the work is done, so the final resolution. And a lot of reports, especially a lot of native reports in Jira, rely on this particular resolution field. So automate this. I mean, you don't have to automate this because it's already there, but make sure it is there and it is up and running. For example, when you are using your Scrum board columns, the very last column, you have the option to resolve the issue when the stories are moved to the last column, or use a post function. So do very simple things wherever you think you can get rid of those manual interventions. Someone needs to go to Jira and click a button, automate those things. And I wanted to give you one more example where you can potentially automate things. Let me think about it. I mean, I'm basically trying to give you reasons and try to basically explain where exactly Jira automation makes sense. Now, imagine that every day you are asking your developers to make sure they log their effort, right? In Jira, there is a feature, right? Time tracking. Now, developers, if developers spend too much of their time, or maybe developers spend most of their time writing code, then you should let them write codes and make sure you are using smart commits and you're using workflow triggers. So these are the features in Jira which you should try to use. If I'm a developer, if I am able to create a branch with the Jira issue key in the name. And if I'm also able to, you know, make sure that whenever I'm committing my code messages, I have those smart commits with the time log entries going back to Jira. And a simple automation that you can do, first of all, you should implement this. I mean, you should start using it. It's already there in Jira. You should need to, you just need to generate awareness, and you just need to tell everyone that, yes, there is a feature in Jira which you should look at, smart commits and workload triggers. But at the same time, if you have a script now for Jira on server, what you can do is you can also look at those pre-commit hooks. And I believe these pre-commit hooks, you don't really need to use script now for Jira or script number for Bitbucket. I'm sure we can do this. There are other methods. I think maybe shell scripts, and people do it. People still do it even without using script now. So above all, I think one of the best thing that you should do on a regular basis is to train people. So make sure or generate awareness on how to use Jira, and you should basically delegate this responsibility to the managers, people who are managing the projects, people like scrum masters or project managers or team leads. They should be the advocate of good Jira usage, and they should monitor the tool. I mean, when I say tool, I'm talking about the reports. They should monitor the reports. For example, if I'm a scrum master and I'm managing, let us say, my own team, I should just have my scrum burned down or my sprint burned on chart somewhere on the dashboard so I know what is happening. And if you see, like, if your actual values, you know, the story points burned is going a bit too above on the baseline, if you compare it with the baseline, then it means that either people are not updating Jira or they are not making progress. And that is why we have this concept of, you know, daily scrum, daily stand-ups, right? Because that is where you have the opportunity to open your columns, you know, your board or maybe your burn down chart and just look at your burn down or those stories that are in the sprint and ask everyone where exactly we are in terms of progress. So today I thought I'll probably just talk about it in automation in general. Don't try to be automate everything. Don't be lazy and educate your team on good Jira usage. And by the way, if you are new to this channel, please subscribe. I make daily videos on Atlassian tools. And I also have my own consultancy. If you need my help, if you need help with Jira, if your company or organization is looking for help, reach out to me, or you can go to my website, sparksys.com. Let me show you. So sparksys.com, you can basically contact us. And if you're looking for a consultant, if you're looking for help, then we can definitely help you with lot of things. And that is all I wanted to talk about and share in this video. I hope you enjoyed watching this video and you learned something new today. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.